Hi, this is Andrew Corbett, and I want to introduce to you my latest Bible study series, which is called Dear Timothy, A Father's Final Words to His Son. It's 10 Bible studies designed for small group interaction and, as you can tell now, with additional instructor guide. So you'll find that as an instructor's PDF, which is available. And we'll be going through Paul's last two epistles, that is the last two epistles that we have, and that is 1st and 2nd Timothy. The table of contents, well, there's a preface and an introduction, which I'll read to you in a moment. Then there is study number one, forbid different doctrines, based on 1st Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Study number two, wage good warfare, based on 1st Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 20. Study number three, first of all, pray, 1st Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Study number four, Paul's attitude about women, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 to 15. Study number five, elders and deacons, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. Study number six, how to behave in the household of God, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through to chapter 4, verse 16. Study number seven, respect, care and honor, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 to 25. Study number eight, circumstances and contentment, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 to 21. Study number nine, why I suffer as I do, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. And study number 10, fight, work, preach, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through to chapter 4, verse 22. Now, there will also be quizzes available with each of these studies, and you'll see as group leader, you'll be able to select a quiz to start the evening, and that will create a little bit of a lighter atmosphere, I hope, and hopefully make your Bible study just a completely enjoyable experience. Right, preface and introduction. The Apostle Paul is often considered to be a rather cold-hearted man. On the occasions when I have asked different women if they would have appreciated being pastored by him, it has been met with a resounding no. I suspect this is because Paul is similarly perceived as a male chauvinist due to his various comments about women needing to be quiet in church and not permitted to teach a man. If this is your opinion about Paul, it is my hope that you might come to soften your view of him after completing this study of what are his final surviving epistles before he was executed at the command of Caesar Nero in AD 64. In addition to this negative opinion about the Apostle Paul, there are those who see him as a bigot and a fundamentalist who has no place in shaping the Christianity of the current times. It is my hope that I can demonstrate that what Paul wrote in these epistles was indeed inspired by the Holy Spirit to a person and audience around AD 62, but still has divinely ordained relevance to our times. In fact, what I hope to demonstrate is that God largely used Paul to pen around 70% of the New Testament as the culmination of what I will suggest was the progressive revelation of the Bible. That is, the written truth of God's revelation to all mankind was given over time in a way that each stage of the unfolding revelation of God progressively built upon the previous revelation. Therefore, the title of these Bible studies, Dear Timothy, is meant to convey an immediate warmth of relationship that he had over several decades with a young man whom he considered to be his son. Cold-hearted people are rarely characterized by long-term relationships. The fact that Timothy was just one of the many long-term relationships that Paul had with various men and women should tell us something important about the man who wrote to Timothy. Paul's concern for his young lieutenant involved his concern for the Ephesians. The issues that he addresses to Timothy were really the issues that the church at Ephesus were grappling with. And it is my third hope that we come to see that these are the same issues that we are grappling with as a church today.